This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu today inaugurated centenary celebrations of ICAR, National Institute of Secondary Agriculture, at Namkum in Ranchi. Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar, Union Minister of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare and Minister of Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Minister of State for Defence Sanjay Seth and Chief Minister Hemant Soren were present on the occasion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in Wardha, Maharashtra to participate in the National PM Vishwakarma program, marking 1 year of progress under PM Vishwakarma. During the program, the Prime Minister released certificates and loans to PM Vishwakarma beneficiaries, symbolizing the tangible support extended to artisans under this scheme. He also distributed credit under PM Vishwakarma to 18 beneficiaries under 18 trades. As a tribute to their legacy and enduring contribution to society, Mr. Modi is to release a commemorative stamp dedicated to mark 1 year of progress under PM Vishwakarma. The Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of PM Mega Integrated Textile Regions and Apparel PM Mitra Park at Amravati, Maharashtra. The 1,000-acre park is being developed by Maharashtra Industrial Development Corporation as the state implementation agency. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has asserted the government has decided to uproot Naxalism and the idea of Naxalism from the country before March 2026. Mr. Shah stated this while interacting with around 55 victims of Naxalite violence from Chhattisgarh at his residence in New Delhi today. He said the centre has been successful in ending Naxalism in the entire country except for 4 districts of Bastar. Mr. Shah also appealed to Naxals to give up violence, lay down arms and surrender. He said if Naxals do not listen to his appeal to give up violence, then the government will soon launch an all-out operation against them. Union Food Minister Prahlad Joshi has said the issue of the presence of animal fat in Tirupati Temple's laddus, which was raised by the Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister, is a serious matter. Talking to the media on the sidelines of an event in New Delhi today, Mr. Joshi said there should be a detailed inquiry in the matter and the guilty should be punished. The Centre of Analysis and Learning in Livestock and Food, a laboratory of National Dairy Development Board, has confirmed the presence of animal fat in the ghee used in the making of laddus offered as prasadam at Sri Venkateshwara Swami Temple in Tirupati. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be leaving for a 3-day visit to the United States starting from the 21st to the 23rd of September. During the visit, PM Modi will take part in the 4th Annual Quad Leaders Summit in Wilmington, Delaware. The summit is hosted by U.S. President Joe Biden. India will be hosting the next Quad Summit in 2025. In Myanmar, the death toll from floods has risen to 293, with 89 people still missing. The floods have affected dozens of townships in the regions and states across the country, including Naypyidaw. State media reported that over 1,61,000 flood victims were taking shelter at 425 relief centres. The widespread flooding in the Asian country was caused by heavy rains triggered by Typhoon Yagi and a deep depression in the Bay of Bengal. Local authorities, rescue organizations and residents are working together to clean flood-affected areas, provide health care and distribute food and other essential items for the flood victims. Domestic benchmark equity indices Sensex and Nifty hit fresh record highs in mid-morning trades today following positive sentiments in the market after the U.S. Federal Reserve's decision to cut interest rates. The 30-share BSE Sensex clocked an all-time high of 84,240, while the NSE Nifty scaled above the 25,700 level in late-morning deals. Sensex was up 1,028 points at 84,190 and Nifty was up to 87 points at 25,700 when reports last came in. In badminton, Indian shuttler Malvika Bansod's brilliant campaign at the China Open in Changzhou came to an end today. Bansod lost to two-time world champion Akane Yamaguchi of Japan 10-21-16-21 in the quarterfinals of the women's singles. And with that, we end this news bulletin.